Okay, good afternoon. Today we have three professional women who are using media broadcasts to raise awareness for women's rights. Each of them say represent a different organization, and they are here to talk about their media projects. They are Hazel Giron from Nicaragua. She represents an organization called Puntos de Encuentro. We have Beatriz from Spain, representing young women rights. And then we have Priya, representing an organization called GINA. So first of all, we have we're gonna hear about Hazel Giron. She's gonna tell us about her media project, which I believe is a TV soap.
Bueno, la telenovela, que su nombre es Sexto Sentido, es una telenovela que contiene 80 capítulos.
Okay, the TV soap that Hazel is actually producing is called Sixth Sense. It's got six characters.
Y habla, expone la experiencia y la vida de seis jóvenes nicaragüenses.
And it talks about six young people from Nicaragua.
De forma entretenida, novedosa.
In an entertaining way, humorous as well.
Trata de mostrar.
And it shows
que los jóvenes, ¿verdad? Mujeres y hombres pueden tomar el control de su vida.
How young people, women and men, can take control of their own lives.
Tomando las decisiones.
Making decisions.
Con la mayor información.
With as many information.
Y usando su sexto sentido.
And using their sixth sense.
Esta telenovela habla sobre temas tan controversiales.
This TV soap talks about controversial topics.
Que en nuestros países no se habla.
Which are very unspoken about in our countries.
Como la violencia en el noviazgo.
Such as violence in relationships.
El aborto.
Abortions.
La violencia y la discriminación hacia las personas homosexuales y lesbianas.
Violence and discriminations towards gay people.
El alcoholismo.
Alcoholism.
Pero también habla del amor.
But it also talks about love.
También hay muchas sonrisas, hay muchas bromas.
There are a lot of jokes and friendship.
Son temas y historias de la vida cotidiana.
These are topics about daily life. Okay? So now we have Beatriz.
Well, in our organization, which is called FMJ, we work for women's, young women's empowerment, and we are going to focus our job in a campaign to raise awareness about dating violence, which is gender-based violence in teen couples. We are going to use different media as a tool of raising awareness, and I'm going to talk about a documentary film which was in a film festival in Spain, which is very famous, and this documentary became very popular. It is called Double Checking, which is related to networks, specifically to WhatsApp, and it's about a couple, a young couple, who are talking about their relationship, and the man as the woman that he sent her a WhatsApp and she didn't answer, and the conversation gets more aggressive, and we can see how gender-based violence is done in this kind of context, and how control can be another tool for gender-based violence to be done. This is a way to raise awareness about gender-based violence in teen couples, and we think that is very important, and even more if it's popular, because getting to young people sometimes can be very difficult.
Now we have Priya.
Yes, I recently made a film about the preference of having a son over a daughter in the Asian communities. It was made by 10 young people, and we mentored them through the whole process, so they picked up a lot of skills and gained confidence. The film is now used as training in training toolkits, and also to raise awareness and to talk about a taboo subject which everyone knows exists but not everyone talks about. So yeah, that's what the film was about. Thanks.